Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Brad Huskin. His middle name's Gary. Brad Huskin is here. He's the president of IAS Training, iastraining.com. You still got your weekly blast that you send out, Brad?
Yeah, I'm doing my weekly newsletter about three times a month now. So,
Is there even a name for that? I've heard of trimesters, but is there one for that? I'm not sure. So, but leave it to you to do something nobody else has ever done, Brad. For sure.
Exactly. So, yeah, Brad, it's called Sales Insight, and they can certainly sign up for that on my website.
And it's a different week he misses every month, folks. You never can keep up with it. Hey, Brad. We're talking about being thankful, and there's a passage in Ecclesiastes that I love that's about the wisdom of time, the wisdom of faith, and it goes like this: cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. And there's an example behind it I'm not going to take the time to go into, but the point is even when you lose business, you should thank the people who didn't give you the business for giving you a shot. That's a story. That's a lesson you teach all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you should be thankful that they even gave you a shot to take a chance at it. And, you know, you never know when they're going to go out in the world, they're going to get such lousy service, or, you know, somebody's not going to live up to their expectations, and they're going to be looking for somebody else, and they're going to think of you first if you send them a little handwritten note or send them a text or an email or something, thanking them for the opportunity to chat with them and get to know them a little bit. Please keep us in mind, you know, next time you have a need for a product or service. And, you know, that stuff goes a long way, and the whole handwritten thing is a lost art anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people just aren't doing that kind of thing.
Well, just think about it this way, folks. If you're one of a handful of competitors who bidding on a project, and the person who got the bid was, you know, started working for them, you didn't get the bid, and you thanked them profusely for just giving you the honor of bidding. The other bidders just sort of vaporized. They just went away with their tails between their legs. But you didn't. You were classy, and you said what you needed to say. And then, guess what? More times than not, Brad, in my life, I said maybe not more times than not, but more times than I would have ever thought, I get a phone call in 30 days, maybe a month, maybe a 6 month, maybe a year. Before that contract was up, I'd get a call from those people, and they say, hey, Is what you bid, is that still good? And I say, why? And they say, well, this people we did business with, it didn't work out. I guess, but yeah, here's the most important thing right there, Brad. Now there's no bidding going on. I'm the guy.
You're the last man standing.
That's right. You don't say, well, you're going to bid it again. They're not going to bid it again. They already bid. You came in second, and the other people didn't work out. You're now number one. And all because
exactly.
You had some class when you left, right?
Exactly. And that's, you know, what I briefly said is you just put good things out there into the world, good things tend to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it works, but it just works that way. And, you know, too often we forget that we need to put those good vibes out there in the world. You know, even if it didn't come back to you directly, it's going to come back to you indirectly somehow, I think.
Well, that's exactly right, because I don't know how many times I would get another phone call, and they would say, you know, I just was talking to my friend over there, and they said you bid on this job, and you didn't get the business, but I want you to come talk to me. And, you might actually say, well, I didn't get the job. Why did you call me? They said, well, I'm not sure that other one worked out, or I'm not sure I would like that other company. But the other person referred you. They didn't give you the business, but they referred you.
Yes, it happens. You know, it's just something that people have to realize is that, you know, if you just, you know, this sounds really stupid, Jim, but it's something that has to be said is you just treat people right. And
imagine that.
Things come around, you know, and, you know, because there's so little of that going on anymore. And
well, see, that's what makes it so powerful is because you actually stand out now by acting that way.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely, you stand out. And it's the little things that mean everything. Yeah. And it's time to start sweating the small stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you something else, that kind of sensitivity goes a long way, especially these days. I think the coronavirus has put our sensitivity out on our sleeves a little bit more than before. And I actually think it's even more powerful today than it would have been, say, even a year ago. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I think that, you know, as this coronavirus thing wreaks havoc on us, you know, sometimes we forget, you know, the basics. And, you know, it's more important to go back to the basics now than ever before. And, you know, I deal with a lot of retailers,
yep,
and they had to shut their doors and close down their stores. But, you know, the people that they were true to prior to coronavirus are the people that come back to them.
And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some rooms. We're going to get Brad to give us some 2021 advice. And by the way, folks, I know that many of you never thought you'd take sensitivity training from Jim Blasingame or Brad Huskin. But, you know, people can change. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.